I'm David Brancaccio. President Trump late last night criticized the World Health Organization and called it a puppet of Beijing and set a short deadline for changes. Following that, China accused the United States of trying to shift the blame for what it called incompetent virus response by the U.S. My Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig, is on the line from London. Victoria, what did Trump say he might do with the Global Health Organization?
Well, the president has accused the organization of lacking independence from China based on a review his administration has carried out. And in a late night tweet, he warned the WHO it has 30 days to make, quote, substantive improvements in becoming more independent or risk permanently losing American funding, which the president froze back in April. So last year, U.S. contributions to the WHO accounted for just under 15% of its overall funding. But if the president follows through on this threat, that would leave a fairly large operational hole for the organization. Remember, the WHO works to tackle not just the COVID-19 pandemic right now, but also it's been working on HIV/AIDS, tuberculosis, polio, measles, and it carries out a number of informational health campaigns around the world.
What's the response been to the president's tweet last night?
We haven't heard anything yet from the WHO itself, but back in April when the president announced the funding freeze, the UN's chief said it was not the time to cut funds from the WHO. We have heard from China today. The foreign ministry accused the U.S. of trying to mislead the public to smear China and distract from what it calls its own handling of the crisis. Now, this all comes amid a meeting of the World Health Assembly this week where member states have agreed to conduct an independent investigation into how the pandemic was handled. It says it's going to do that at the earliest appropriate moment, but no timeline has been set yet.
My Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig in London. Thank you.
You're welcome.